Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Cast seed for your bread alongside water, for then, after many days, you will find it. Give a part to seven, and also to eight, for you do not know what will become a calamity on the earth. If the thick clouds are full of rain, they will empty it on the land, and whether a tree falls to the south or to the north, in the place where the tree falls, there it remains. He who takes note of the wind will not sow, and he who observes the clouds will not reap. Just as you do not know the root of the wind, nor the way of the bones in the womb of her that is pregnant, so you do not know the work of God, who makes everything. Sow your seed in the morning, and do not rest your hand in the evening, because you do not know what will give success, this or that, or whether both alike will be good. Light is sweet, and it is also good for the eyes to see the sunlight. Translator's note: don't look at the sun directly. This verse is not about looking at the sun. For if a man lives for many years, may he rejoice in them all, but may he remember the days of darkness, for they will be many. Everything that comes is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in your youth. And let your heart make you cheerful in your youthful days, and walk in the ways of your heart, and in the sight of your eyes, but know that concerning all these things, God will bring you into judgment. Put away anger from your heart, and remove evil from your flesh, for childhood and tender age are vanity.